This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and the rumors were right. Google is buying YouTube. The Internet's number one search company is about to become the number one video sharing site as well. The price? $1.65 billion in stock. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
2 years ago, YouTube didn't exist. But today, the company has 35 million U.S. users, with 100 million daily video views. It is by far the largest video sharing site, and Google wants to make sure that it, not someone else, owns that space. Josh Burnoff, an analyst with Forrester Research, says that in the past year, the number of users with broadband internet connections has exploded, and that has changed the landscape.
There are enough people who can watch video that the internet is transforming itself basically from a static text-based medium into one where video is a central element. And that changes what it means to be successful. It means that YouTube, which used to be sort of an interesting little site, is suddenly at the center of all of this activity.
YouTube was started in a Silicon Valley garage by three men in their 20s. In the early days, the site featured lots of videos of one of the founders' cats. But today, the site, like other social networking sites, is an internet destination where people stay for hours on end, a place that advertisers covet. Google sees vast advertising revenue from the ads that will undoubtedly go along with the videos. Moreover, Google's search expertise will likely make YouTube videos searchable in the not-too-distant future, making the property even more valuable. But $1.65 billion? Many experts, including Andrew Metrick of the Wharton School, say the price, while stunning, isn't all that much for Google, which has a market cap of $130 billion.
They're sitting on a monster market cap, and I think they just don't want to give up this niche. If I were a Google shareholder, I would be perfectly happy to give up something on the order of 1% of the company to own video.
There are potential copyright problems for Google in this acquisition, but some of those concerns may have been allayed today. The material posted on YouTube comes from users, much of it things such as Aunt Bertha's birthday party or a teenager cleaning his room. But it also contains music, film, or video material that is copyrighted. Last month, Universal Music Group's chief executive said YouTube, along with MySpace, owed his company tens of millions of dollars for copyright infringement. But today, Universal was one of several major media companies that announced content deals with YouTube and Google. The deals include revenue sharing and may signal that the content providers are more interested in partnering with YouTube and Google than in litigating against them. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.